माफिया की रिहाई तक
जंग रहेगी, जंग रहेगी।
अमेरिका से बदले तक।
In Pakistan's capital city of Islamabad, large number of civil society activists staged a protest against the continued detention of a Pakistani scientist, Afia Siddiqui, who has been in US prison since 2003.
It's been 10 years since Afia Siddiqui disappeared under mysterious circumstances from Karachi and then was picked up by the United States. In 2010, she was sentenced to 86 years in prison on charges of shooting at her US interrogators in Afghanistan.
US officials also claim she is an Al-Qaeda agent, but her family and many Pakistanis believe this is just a cover-up.
There is nothing truth into it, because this has already been proven that she has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda or any other group.
Without any crime, without anything, you put a person into imprisonment of 86 years. That's not logic. It is totally illogical of putting Dr. Afia Siddiqui in prison.
Dr. Afia is being held at the notorious Federal Medical Center in Caswell, Texas, where she is kept in the special housing unit, which is the most severe confinement category.
Our last contact was almost 2 months ago, and at that time, the last phone call, she was not very doing very well. And since then, the lawyers have not succeeded in getting a meeting, a visit with her, nor not even a phone call. There's been no contact. We don't know if she's alive or dead. We don't know.
Afia's release has become one of the top national issues in Pakistan. There have been several protests, not only in Pakistan, but also many other countries for her release. Her supporters say she could be repatriated if the Pakistani president sends a formal request to the US government. However, Pakistani government does not pin great hopes with such a request due to absence of extradition treaty with the United States, though authorities in Pakistan appear to have given up efforts to seek the release of Afia Siddiqui from US custody. These protesters are determined to bring her back. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.